Today, WGN Radio's Your Hometown series stays within the city limits and visits Bronzeville. Located just south of the Loop, Bronzeville is a place you should call your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, anything is possible in your hometown.
And if you're from Bronzeville, you're going to be thankful for this next woman that we're going to talk to. And let me just tell you, if you're one of the people that got a late thank you in, give me 5 minutes and we will thank the people that you wanted recognized on the air. I understand when you're trying to text something in and you're like, wait, don't let the segment end. Morgan Malone, thank you for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. When I read the article about you, I'm like, I am tired just reading what a day in your life is like. You are an amazing woman. Morgan is, she's like, I don't even know what a big part of Bronzeville you must be, but Morgan Malone is a managing director of strategic initiatives and operations of Far Point Development. Thank you for joining us. Tell everybody what you do.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful. Thank you. You know, we, Farpoint is a managing member of a group called GRIT. It's a joint venture across a number of developers and community organizations. And we are redeveloping the old Michael Reese Hospital site. It's called Bronzeville Lakefront. It's from 26th to 31st and basically King Drive to the lake.
In this article that I was reading, they were saying it's a mid-August morning. She's 28. She engaged with artists and architectural designers at the Illinois Institute of Technology. And then from there, she is at a small business roundtable with Black business leaders and entrepreneurs in her West Loop office. And then from there, she's at a happy hour hosting an event in Little Italy for young Black professionals. It just doesn't stop for you. Why are you so committed?
You know, this is my life's work. I tell everyone this is heart work. It's important to me, and it means a lot. It's personal, you know, and I think a lot about not wanting to be the first, last, or only, and making sure there's a pipeline of people behind me, but also that me and my peers are connected so that one day when we're all able to make a lot of change, the door is open and we can just walk right through as opposed to trying to convince each other.
But you know what? Your heart seems to be in Bronzeville and in the south side of Chicago, but I know this is not home. You came here after college. So what connected you to this area?
My dad's family is here. My dad's family is here between Chicago and Joliet. And so I wanted to be around family, but I also wanted to do economic development work. And one of the first opportunities I saw to do that was in labor here in Chicago. And I just really was super fascinated about the ecosystem of economic development and trying to learn as much as I can and really just do a little bit of everything in the space so that I could understand it really well. It's such a hard topic for most people.
Yeah. Morgan Malone is engaging Bronzeville with innovation and cultural economic development. Those are the words on the byline of the story that I was reading about you. And you're talking about preserving the best of what Bronzeville is all about, but still developing and renovating and recreating. Is that the struggle?
You know, this is the first time in the city of Chicago's history that the community got to be a third-party negotiator with the city and the developer 3 times a week for 8 months to select all of the zoning uses and help design the design guidelines. So it's one of those things where we're not necessarily trying to build a new community or recreate something. People don't know that Bronzeville, before STEM and STEAM were very popular, Bronzeville is the birthplace of that. At the same time that we were getting baby incubators, shots and non-horse-drawn carriages and ambulances, we were also getting blues, gospel, and jazz out of the same neighborhood. So we're really not reinventing the wheel here. We're really just an extension of a legacy that came long before us.
Well, and I think that legacy in the future is going to have your name on it as well. Thank you so much for the work that you do. Just take the last 30 seconds and tell us about what makes Bronzeville so special.
Bronzeville is so special because there's such a dedicated community of people who love it, who love Bronzeville, who love one another, who see the value in this community and really utilize an asset-based approach who have been able to survive and thrive over generations. I mean, it really is the most historic Black community in Chicago. So Bronzeville is truly like no other place in the city of Chicago or the country.
Nice to meet you, Morgan. Thank you for coming on the Lisa Dent Show, and thanks for doing what you do for those in Bronzeville and around Chicago.
Thank you.
Morgan Malone, the Managing Director of Strategic Initiatives and Operations of Far Point Development. Hey, those last few thank yous coming in next, and then Rich DeMuro, our text guy. We're going to talk about how to, well, it's about Instagram. And, you know, when you get locked out or someone's taken over your account, you're going to want the advice that he has. That is coming up next. First, Mary, is snow impacting the commute home?